with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Congress may not be able to finish the farm bill by the end of the month when the old one expires. One deadlock is a controversial plan to cut access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Josh Protas works for a hunger relief group and says conservative House Republicans are insisting on adding work requirements to eligibility for SNAP. But he's not so sure that's a very good idea right now.
Farm income is down right now. Agricultural producers are being impacted by the trade wars and tariffs, so their interests are really being put at risk by those who are trying to make harmful cuts to SNAP.
Food banks say the work rules don't increase employment, just demand at pantries. Kate Leone is Senior Vice President for Government Relations with Feeding America and said the House proposal includes more job training and government commodities for pantries, but she said that's not enough.
For every one meal that our network of food banks provides, SNAP provides 12. That gap that will be created is something that we just simply can't make up.
The House farm bill barely passed on a near party line vote. A Senate version of the bill without the SNAP work rules passed 86-11. A conference committee is trying to hash out the differences in time, but time is quickly running out. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.